Welcome, morning to you. V Roberts here of Insight to Marketing. And today I want to talk to you about lead and sales. And it's not going to be too much of a long one because I think that you probably already know what a lead or an inquiry is. But it's more around the conversation we need to be having around how we can actually get more leads into our business and also how we can convert those leads into sales. So I'm actually going to do this in two parts. The first part is going to be today, and that's all around lead generation. Now, you know, when I'm talking about leads here, I'm talking about whether you've got, you know, people that are actually coming into your business through email, through text, through phone, face-to-face, inquiries that you might get, questions about your business, people that are actually asking you for more information about your business, you know, people that are engaging with you through messaging services, forums, Facebook groups. These are all potential leads, okay? And so I want you to think right now about how many leads you're getting at the moment. And I want you to, if you haven't got a pen and paper, by the way, pause this right now and go and get your pen and paper. Because what I want you to do is work with me through this particular session. So the first question I'm going to ask you is, how many leads are you getting right now? Let's say on average, how many people are asking you about your products, about your services, about what you do? How many people are emailing you? How many people are contacting you and connecting with you to ask you about your business? I want you to write that down. Let's think about the last 30, 60, or 90 days. You pick one of those. And then write down how many leads or inquiries roughly you got in that period. Now, I also want you to think about how those leads came in. Okay. Now, for my business, having been in business for 6 years, a lot of business owners actually refer me to other people, but I do get a lot of leads through information that I share online, content, when I get paid to speak at events, you know, in my capacity of, you know, being a consultant, other people refer me to other clients, friends, family. And so a lot of my leads come through via referrals, okay? And what I want you to do today is actually qualify where most of your leads are currently coming from, because that's actually kind of like auditing what's happening in your business. And if you're not sure, I want you to actually think about it. Spend a few minutes thinking about it, okay? The next thing I want you to think about when you've sort of concentrated on how many leads you're getting and where they might be coming from, the majority of them anyway, I want you to think about what you're doing to nurture those leads. And when we're talking about nurturing, we're talking about how you're actually following up, how you're continuing conversations, how you're moving conversations from online to offline or vice versa. And I want you to be very honest with yourself about this, because here's the thing. It doesn't matter what business you're in. If you're not getting inquiries and leads, and if you're not getting people that know about your business, you may find it slightly challenging to get consistent sales in your business. Now, marketing and branding is directly related to sales. And, you know, there's no two ways about this. If you're not visible and people don't know about you, or if you're not consistently showing up somewhere, even if it's not you, even if you've outsourced it to a company like my company, for example, Insight to Social, or an external, you know, provider. If you're not handling being seen and being visible, then you will also struggle to get leads on tap, okay? And as I said, leads on tap is going to help you to grow your business. So I want us to connect the dots here, okay? I want you to think about the amount of leads you've had over either 30, 60, or 90 days. I then want you to think about, where have most of those leads come from? Is there a pattern? Okay? And then we're going to talk about new ways of attracting leads. Now, content. Valuable content, information that's useful to people that you actually want to connect with, demonstrations, live webinars, audio. There are many different ways in which you can actually create content that's compelling enough to speak the language of your ideal customer or your target audience. And you know who you want to connect with, so I'm not going to go into, you know, the ins and outs of targeting. If you want to know about that, you can sort of message me via the Insight to Marketing page. But what I will say to you is, the more content you create, with or without call to action, and I would suggest you have a call to action, a way of them to contact you once they've read the content, you'll be able to actually stimulate an interest in your product or service. You'll be able to stimulate an interest in you as a person. People are going to buy into you, what you have to say, your brand, what your brand does, your brand story. So let's think about this. I want you to write down where you show up online. I want you to actually just create a very quick list. Where are you showing up online at the moment? And I want you to think about your website, if you have one. Any web pages, if you have any. Social media, if you have social media accounts. And let's be clear on the types of accounts you've got. Business pages only, because I'm going to speak to you today about business. I'm all about your business, okay? So if you're using a personal page at the moment, that doesn't count for today's conversation. But I want you to document everything that you do online at the moment. And then I want you to be really honest and just tick off out of that list you make, which ones are getting you the best results. I want you to write the number one beside the main channel that you're using, okay? Irrespective of whether or not it's getting you leads, what's the main channel you are using online? Now, you'll know already that my background is integrated marketing and communications. That's what I've been doing for the last 23 years. So I build brands. I help them to actually be visible. I help them with online and offline marketing tactics and promotional planning to get results, to make money. All right. So the whole purpose of me asking you to write down your online tactics that you're currently using and then actually tick off which ones you've got, you know, clear goals and kind of results for, and then to qualify with the number one, the one that you're most active on, even if you're not getting leads on that platform. The whole reason I'm putting you through that exercise is for you to see whether or not there's any correlation between the platform you're using most and where your leads are coming from. So pause a moment. Let's think about this. When you write this list, if you're not writing it at the same time as listening, I want you to think about the platforms you're using online, whether or not you're getting results from them, and you know what those results might look like. If you've got clear objectives for those platforms that you're using in terms of financial and non-financial goals, and then put a number one by the main channel that you're using online at the moment. Now, when we're talking about leads and generating leads, ultimately the ideal would be that you are able to generate leads on as many platforms as possible. So that might require some automation. That might require you having some scheduled posts on social media. That might require you having certain processes in place whereby you can have, you know, information on loop or, you know, a lead page. Okay. Now, if you want to find out more about this, you can contact me direct. You can message me via the Insight to Marketing page. You can leave a comment, in fact, underneath this particular caption. And I want you to let me know how you are currently generating leads and the types of results you're getting. If you need clarity, let me know. When I started my business, I started on less than £100. And so a lot of the ways in which I actually obtained leads was through me writing, through me speaking at events, paid and unpaid as a starting point. It was through me actually making conversation with people, being interested, genuinely interested in people. It wasn't about me trying to pitch or do an elevator pitch to people every time I saw them. It wasn't about me pushing my business card underneath everybody's nose that I came into contact with. The way in which I generated leads was to actually sit down, think about who I wanted to connect with, create content for them, go out and meet them, position myself around them, and then build up a reputation for actually delivering results. And that meant proving myself. That meant proving myself and then actually getting some kind of testimonial from that client who'd paid me to do the work to actually demonstrate that I am, you know, having an impact and transforming people's lives and businesses when it comes to building your business, growing your business in relation specifically to branding and marketing. So let's think about your area of specialism. And let's also think about who it is you want to target. I want you to write down three content marketing themes? In other words, what three things could you confidently speak about in relation to your product or service, or in relation to the people that you want to connect with? What kinds of things are they even looking for? Let's think about that just for a moment. And when you're thinking about that, I actually want you to consider whether or not the content that you're currently creating is actually relevant to the points you've just written down. So we're thinking about your customer, okay? Now, if you're an event planner, your customer might be interested in decoration, venue hire, quirky ways to use balloons, celebrity parties, partying on a budget, planning on a budget, international parties. And so you, as a brand authority or someone who knows your stuff, would be trying to build content around some of the themes that you understand that your customers or potential clients or suppliers might be interested in. And when you share that content, it's going to stimulate interest. Okay? And your job is to actually move that interest into a desire over time. So if someone's never stumbled across your Facebook business page before, let's say, for example, maybe you've got 35 likes currently on your Facebook business page. So 35 people have liked your page. What are you doing to nurture relationships with those people? What kinds of content are you giving them? How is that online community of 35 growing? How are you actually talking and conversating with them? How do you know what they need? Because for you to actually generate leads from your Facebook business page, as an example, you need to be sharing content that is relevant, content that they'll find interesting. Okay? You need to be sharing information that they are going to find useful. So let's think about this. At the moment, are you actually sharing content that's useful? Let's think beyond Facebook. Let's look at your Instagram profile if you're on Instagram. Let's look at your Twitter profile and your LinkedIn profile if you're on Twitter or LinkedIn. And then look at your connections. Because one of the reasons why we don't always get leads is because we're not connected to the right people in our community. We're not actually speaking to the right people. And also we are not connecting with them, okay? So those people you've got on your pages, on social media, the people in your email marketing list, the people that are coming to your website, which hopefully you're capturing using some kind of pixel, Facebook pixel if you're a Facebook user, and speak to your web designer or find out more about Facebook pixels if you can. And it's a method of retargeting or finding out who it is that's visited your website and then actually qualifying, you know, who they are and potentially running more campaigns with those people via the Facebook platform. So it's a really smart way of targeting people that are coming to your website with ease using Facebook, okay? Now, if you are wanting to connect with these people on any platform, you've got to understand who they are. So go through your followers, go through your connections, go through your colleagues, and make sure that they're your types of people, the people that you want to connect with. Then I want you to think about whether or not the content you're creating at the moment is relevant to them, okay? Because if it isn't, that could be why you're not experiencing the amount of leads that you want. Could be why you're not experiencing the amount of quality leads that you want. So your content needs to be really hot. It needs to get their attention, okay? Yes, they know you're in business. Yes, they've seen your page. Yes, they've seen you do a live stream, but your content's got to be nurtured, okay? It's got to be nurturing. In other words, you take them from seeing your webpage or seeing your Facebook page to actually wanting to find out more about you. That could be then turned into a conversation that you have offline. Maybe you meet for a coffee. Maybe you have an online consultation. Maybe you get into subscribe to your email, opting in. And then you develop onto, you know, automated systems if you want to, or actual conversations with this person over time. Maybe you get them to tune in or subscribe to your YouTube videos or, you know, something else that you're doing that's going to help them to learn more about you, more about your product or service. And when you've done that, the relationship will continue. And hopefully, if the person is genuinely interested, what you should be looking at doing is establishing some kind of desire, getting them to actually ask you for pricing, ask you for information, actually getting them to say, I am interested. I want to do this. I want to find out more. I want to actually compare, you know, what you're saying with what someone else is saying. Okay? and you're taking them through a process. They don't need to know what that process is, but you're taking them through a process. And this is why it's so important to actually get leads that are what I call good leads, great leads, because you could get lots of people, Sally, her aunt, John, his cousin, but actually if none of these people are people that you would do business with, okay, then you run the risk of wasting a lot of time having conversations. You know, you have a lot of time on your hands where perhaps you're talking with people or even meeting with people that aren't your ideal types of people. Okay. So when you get to the desire stage, you're actually wanting them to understand what the features and benefits of your product or service are. Okay. You need to be actually describing what it is you do. And I'm not talking about, you know, the features of, you know, you have 10 of this and 5 of that. I'm talking about you actually qualifying and quantifying when necessary the features, but also the benefits. What does that 5 or 10 mean? What does that, you know, ethical sourcing of the product mean? What does that particular feature mean to the buyer, to the consumer, to the supplier? Explain why your styling session is going to change or transform someone's life. Explain why your nutrition supplements or, you know, your new recipe or cookbook is going to benefit the user. It's really important you do this by actually understanding. And I'd actually go a step further. It's not about understanding. It's about even appealing to what is actually motivating someone to want to connect with you, because that's when you're going to be able to create that desire. That's when they're going to actually want to buy from you. Okay. And once you've proven that, you know, once you've nurtured that conversation, they've read some of your emails, they've watched some of your videos, you've given them the juicy content, you then want them to actually be convinced that, yes, you know, V is the person that I need to work with. V is the lady that I really am certain is going to be able to really genuinely benefit me. You know, I've checked out her testimonials. You know, I've watched a few of her videos. I kind of like what she's saying. So, you know, I'm actually going to look at spending some money with this lady, look at actually connecting with her and working with her. Now, if you want to create leads that are quality leads and actually get them to a place where people are going from just being aware of who you are, then moving on to being interested in what you do, and then actually saying, okay, I understand the features and the benefits. I understand how it's going to help me. Now I'm convinced that, you know, he or she can help me. The final point is that rather than you actually just leaving people to do what they might do, which might be to go to someone else, you know, someone else in their newsfeed, someone else in their inbox, particularly if you're not that active on your own, you know, channels or you're not consistent, rather than them leaving or being left to their own devices, this is why I talk about giving them a call to action. So that call to action is about you actually being clear with them about what they need to do next. And you may have heard me speak before about the what next. So you're taking them through a process, okay? You're taking them through a situation where, okay, they are aware of your brand, they are aware of what you do, they are interested in what you do, but now you're stimulating that desire. And you want them to actually be interested in what you do to the point where they're convinced and now they're ready to spend money. Okay, so think about that when you are preparing content for generating leads. It's really, really important. And I'm just going to finish up by saying that when you're creating content to generate leads, always be clear on your objectives. What's the purpose of this content? What are you wanting it to do? What's the action you're going to want them to take once they've actually read, listened, or, you know, viewed your content? Okay. Make sure that you're using the right platforms. That list you've written at the start of this particular session, go through it. Qualify where your leads are coming from at the moment. Are they where you're most active or are they not? And there are different ways. And I'm going to share with you three of the quickest ways that you can generate leads. The first one is by either guest blogging or you actually writing on your own website or a platform like LinkedIn. Okay. So make sure your information is relevant to the audience. Make sure that you have got some kind of way of capturing or getting them to opt in so that you've got some data. And please, please, please check your GDPR or whatever, you know, data protection / data privacy laws are applicable to you in the country that you're working in and or trading with. Make sure that you have got really unique information in whatever you're writing. Something that's got your tone of voice, that demonstrates your capacity in terms of what you know, in terms of what you can do. A bit of social proof always goes a long way. Okay. And make sure that once you've written your article, you're promoting it. So beyond the one published post on LinkedIn, even if that's the only post you do all year, I want to encourage you to share, share, and share. Second thing is email marketing. Now, if you're not using email marketing or you don't think it's for you, that's absolutely fine. But I just want to say something to you. If you are collecting data and you're not using it, and that could be from exhibition lists where you've got people to opt in to forms, where you've captured feedback and got people to opt in for more information, where you've got a website with an e-form, an electronic form for people to contact you, where they opt in for more information. If you're not giving them that more information, then you're missing out on leads. Okay? So look into tools like MailChimp. Look into tools like Constant Contact, Acuity, scheduling you can use to, you know, book appointments and follow up and use email and automation, right? There's lots of different tools. I've actually got different articles on email marketing and video marketing. But look through how you can use email in your business, okay? Because there are lots of ways that you can use email in your business with advantage. And if you are using email or you get sign up for, you know, emails and you're not actively using them or consistently using them, again, I would look at what you can do to actually change that. Because there are lots of ways that you can use email marketing to look after the nurturing stage, particularly if you write really good copy or if you're writing with your audience in mind. That nurturing process is what's going to help you to convert more leads because you're writing for your reader or your viewer, if you're someone that likes to include video in email as an alternative to writing. So that's email and that's writing your own blog post. The third thing is that you can use events. Now, this is something that I've done alongside my video marketing as well. I've used events since day one. In fact, I launched Inspire Your Biz events to kind of catapult my brand, if you like. And I did it at a time when my logo was my brand. I wasn't even V Roberts, the face of the brand. It was my logo that was my brand. So it's quite interesting and telling for some in terms of people's opinions around using a face and being a real person behind the brand. I was a logo and I launched my event and that helped me to get lots of leads. I'll be honest with you though and say that when I first started, I didn't really promote my own brand at my events. I was more about promoting all of the other speakers and still am to this day. But of course, I now include myself in the speaker lineup. So by having those events, hosting them, but also by speaking at other people's events, by being paid to speak at other people's events, I made sure that I found ways to capture data, to get people to opt in to, you know, receive information from me in some way. And that became leads. Okay. That became my leads. I got their permission to contact them. I got them to opt in to some kind of information and that became my leads. So I just want to round up by saying, if you don't currently have a way of collecting data, look into that. If you are not registered with the GDPR or not looked into GDPR, depending on what country you're in or where you trade, please look into that. There's an ICO website, okay? So make sure you look into the ICO website, okay? And when you go onto the ICO website, you'll be able to find out lots of information there, and there are templates and assessment checklists that you can use. And it's ico.org.uk, okay? But if you have a freebie of any kind, or you write blog posts that are accessible for free, or you have videos that are accessible for free, or you might speak at events, you may host your own events, you may do a bit of email marketing. Remember the important thing, include a call to action, because what you want to do over time is to use copy and use content that's going to grab their attention, that's going to actually gather interest so that people are actually really now wanting to find out more about what you do, okay? And that's the whole nurturing process. Then you're going to actually be sharing with them through your content the features and benefits of what you do, okay? And then you're going to actually be getting them to actually really understand, do you know what? I need to actually speak with this lady. I want to do more with this lady. I need to now take this from the emails or the videos actually paying this person to do some work with me. And finally, it is about you creating compelling content that's going to get them to take action, right? That's the call to action part. So it doesn't matter what you're doing, whether it's audio, a video, a written blog, speaking on stage, webinar, whatever it is you choose, okay? It's important that you're clear on the objectives, how you're going to capture the information, get them to opt in, okay? And make sure that you are monitoring. And that is my very final point, monitor. Because it's all well and good collecting lots of leads, but if you're not converting them into sales, and also if the quality of your lead isn't that great, things need to be tweaked, okay? So I hope you've enjoyed today's quick session. If you want to know more, please feel free to connect with me in my online community. You can also message me via the Insight to Marketing page. I'll put the caption for you into the particular session link. And of course, if you have any comments or feedback, or indeed, if you would like to find out more about working with me, you can do that by email. All right. So have a great day, night, wherever time it is you're listening. Let me know where you're watching from. And please do press subscribe, because there's lots more coming from the Insight to Marketing team this year. Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye.